out, we know that whether or not you're on the West Coast or on the East Coast, you are probably still waking up right now. So the first thing we want to do is just give everybody a moment to stretch a little bit. You're in your home. I hope you're wearing comfortable clothes. You can stretch your arms. You can stand up. Whatever feels the most comfortable to you. And we're also going to invite you to say Shabbat Shalom and good morning. You can say it out loud. You can shout it to somebody in your house who didn't want to come watch services this morning. And you can comment it in the chat box with us. And we're just so happy and grateful to see all of you here this morning. Shabbat Shalom.
So as we're greeting each other, we turn to page 78 for Elohai Neshama. This is a prayer that says thank you to God for our breath. And I'm thinking this is a time when people who are sick might be struggling to breathe. And so we send that love to them and strength to them. And we give thanks for our ability to breathe as we sing this together. Elohai neshama she'atata bi tehorah.
Elohai neshama.